Well, Ross, the first thing you want to learn about driving a combine is what the conditions are out in the field. And we set our mapping up according. We want to map the field, and we set it up and get that set up. And then we start into the field with our different control settings. Threshing the soybeans at 500 RPM, setting the concave clearance at 16, and the fan speed at 900. And then we watch our monitor as we start into the field, and it tells us pretty much what's going on.
And the terrain's pretty bumpy, so is there an optimum speed I should be going?
The terrain is bumpy, but this combine is set up, has a flex head, a 35-foot flex head, and it's all automatic. It follows the contour of the ground. We do not touch a button. It's set up that way. So it's like shaving, just like you shave in your face every morning. That's what we're doing with this combine on the ground. It's shaving the ground, and that's pretty much how that goes. It does it on its own.
Although, I hope you don't mind me pointing out that you don't look like you've been shaving too much recently.
No, I have not. No.
So actually, when you're driving a combine harvester, some of the time you can just put your feet up and listen to the radio or speak to some friends.
Oh, yeah, yes, you can. You can. It has automatic guidance. You push a button, and it will. All we have to do, basically, is pick the head up at the end of the field, turn, hit a button, and it goes back on its own to the other end. We really don't have to steer it. If we don't like the automatic, we steer it. But other than that, it does everything on its own.
Nonetheless, we are very, very high up with this huge 35-foot head in front of the combine. I guess you should take it steady when you're driving it for the first time.
Yeah, you take it steady. And basically, we're looking for rocks out in the field. Now, we have to watch rocks. The combine does not like rocks. It does damage to the combine. So we really have to pay attention for that. Other than that, it does have a rock trap in it. It will catch some rocks, but we really try to avoid that.
And I imagine it's such a beautiful open space here on your farm that driving one of these is sometimes a time to have a few thoughts yourself, to reflect on things, because you're right out there on your own, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, you can. A lot of times, you know what? I'll catch myself. These things are so automated that I'll catch myself falling asleep.
At the wheel?
Yes, at the wheel. In a nice sunny day, cool weather, big long field. Oh, I'm telling you. It's very relaxing because it's climate control in this cab. Climate control.
I promise I'm not going to do that though today.
Okay, well, that's good.